Chair wala should be in back side, not in middle. Some, those who are, they should come forward. Oh, very Janavi, little. Janavi? Huh? What's she doing? Shamla is here. She is also playing. Jnanatvirandhasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurunvilitam jina tasmai shivuravina Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripasindhubhyayivacha Patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namunana Namo Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Nam Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namne Yang Prabhrajantam Anupetam Apetam Gurtyam Dvaipayano Virahakataraya Jivava Putreti tanmetaya tarvo vinedu tam sarvabhutaridayam munimanatusha tavai vasmi najivami tvayapina ite vikai radhi tam naimam charananti Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur here, he is explaining what is Brahma, what is Paramatma, what is Bhagavan, what is Swayam Bhagavan. So first here, telling that what is Brahma? Brahma, Gyan, the knowledge of Brahma is prakrit, material. Someone thinking that it is transcendental, but not transcendental. He is telling that what we see in this world, so many kinds of shapes, qualities, and all other things, and we see that after some time they became old, and after some time they pass away, transferred, and at last they go to ruin. So we think that Brahma is opposite to this. So we see all the shapes in the world, which are not eternal, changing, changing, and one day what?
Disappears.
So that Brahma should be the amazing, shapeless, tasteless, attributeless, of the anadi, nirgun, like this. So this thing depends where you were. You are here? Where was Janava? So this is like prakritik. Also he says that Krishna himself, the supreme personality of God, is Sat Chit Ananda. Sat transcendental what?
Existence.
If there is no name and shape, no existence at all. There must be some name, some qualities, and some shape. Otherwise, it is not any vastu, no existence. But it may be that we cannot see, realize by these senses. But there must be some shape. And knowledge, transcendental knowledge there should be. And this knowledge is also changed into mood, bhav, rati, sneha, man, prane, rag, anurag, mahabhav. This transcendental knowledge, up to that. More than that. So also this should be in transcendental, that real body, in the existence of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sat, Chit, and Ananda, happiness. Happiness is one-sided. I'm taking food and feeling very happy. No object. Only ashraya is there. Then it is called happiness. But when there will be any object of the happiness, then more happiness will be realized. And then happiness is called ananda. Like a friend came to me, very near and dear. Or I love anyone, and my beloved came. And I gave something to eat, and he is taking. Then I feel more happiness that I was taking. So here, object of the happiness is there. But here, object of the sukh is not transcendental. But if our object of that transcendental happiness is Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead He is, then our ananda will be so much. And serving Him, He will realize some happiness. And we also realize happiness. And that is called ananda. So this ananda has two things, ashraya and vishaya. Object and observer, shelter. Both, yes. So three things should be in Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in a Brahma, only chief and not transcendental so much. Very fraction like that. Partly not reflection. Pratiphala. Reflection. Partial. And it is called Brahma. Three, Satchit Ananda. Among three, only Chit. And in Chit also, very little fraction, perverted reflection of Chi is there. And it is called Brahma. Perverted. Because it depends on matter. This I told before. So not pure reflection. भौतिकता के विपरीत वो समझते हैं किंतु नो रियलाइजेशन एंड दैट इज व्हाई इट इज हैज बीन टोल्ड ब्रह्मणो गीता प्रतिष्ठा सो हियर नॉट प्योर नॉट होल ओनली आंशिक पार्टली perverted reflections, not pure, but not pure, because it some connected with worldly ideas, and it is called Brahma. But when Chit Anshik plus Sandhini, Sapta little, when this world was created and Garbhodasai Vishnu entered in this world and he became lakhs and lakhs and kotis, innumerable. And he entered in the hearts of all living being, entity. And then he became Kshirodashaya. So much relation with worldly things to control. And as a sakshi, what he is doing, material things or what he is doing. So, he is so much more relation with worldly things and less relation to spiritual. But himself is out of Maya, that part. So that Paramatma is Paramatma, who is Sakshi. He is telling Bhaktivinoda Thakur, केवल ज्ञान प्याकृत वस्तु है. हैव यू दैट बुक? केवल ब्रह्म प्राकृत वस्तु. अच्छा, सो जी गोस्वामी इज टेलिंग चिन्ह मात्र वस्तु, नॉट सो मच माइक, नॉट फुल्ली ट्रांसेंडेंटल, Anshik Chit, perverted reflection something, is called Brahma. And Paramatma, Antarjamitvamaya, Maya Shakti Prachur, Chit Satyansa Vishishta Paramatma. You should see. Are you saying? What is Paramatma?
He is situated as the super soul in the hearts of the living entities.
ಓನ್ಲಿ ನನ್ನ ಅಂತರ್ಜಾಮಿತ್ವ ಮನೆ ಮಾಯಾಶಕ್ತಿ ಪ್ರಚುರ್ ಚಿತ್ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಅಂಶ ವಿಶಿಷ್ಟ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಇತಿ.
Again, in direct distinction from the manifest and material worlds, Bhagavan appears as the impersonal Brahmasvarupa Tattva. Hence, Bhagavan is the original Tattva and is the supreme absolute truth.
Why are you reading? Ki Paramatma. भक्ति चंद्र में कहा गया है अंतर्जामी तुम्हें माया शक्ति प्रचुर चीज सत्यांश विशिष्ट परमात्मा थी. Not like Krishna, Tattva is very easy. And he is so sweet. But these Tattva are Brahma Tattva and Paramatma Tattva are nirosh. No juice at all. So it is very hard. But Krishna's Tattva is highest, but even so sweet. But we should try to know. Especially those who are preachers. Otherwise they cannot preach. What?
From this antaryami to maya shakti, prachura cha shaktasya, shishtam paramatmiti.
What is the meaning?
After the creation of this universe, the expansion of the Supreme Lord who enters it as the controller of material nature and who is situated as the maintainer of the creation is known as Jagadishwar, or the all-pervading paramatma.
इसमें चित शक्ति का प्रकाश कम, सम रिलेशन विद चित शक्ति बट वेरी लिटिल माया शक्ति ऑल्सो, बिकॉज ही हैज टू कंट्रोल एंड सी व्हाट जीवात्मा इज डूइंग एंड ही इज साक्षी दैट ही इज डूइंग मेटेरियल थिंग्स एंड ही इज अट्रैक्टिंग विथ माया, ही ऑल्सो सीज. And that is why he gives some danda, punishment. So, anyone is seeing in his heart this Paramatma, yogi, like yogi, they cannot see Bhagavat Tattva, transcendental supreme personality of Godhead, only fraction. केवल भक्ति मार्ग में जो तत्व लक्षित होता है, मल्ली बाई दी वे ऑफ भक्ति, प्रोसेस ऑफ भक्ति, श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णु स्मरणं और श्रद्धा निष्ठा रुचि आसक्ति भाव देन प्रेम स्नेह मान प्रणय बाई दिस इफ कृष्ण एनी तत्व इज सीन देन ही इज कॉल्ड दैट तत्व इज भगवान. इन भगवान सत चित आनंद all are purna,
complete.
So in Narayan it is complete, and in Dwarkadhish more complete, and in Krishna in Braja most complete there. In Bhakti Sandarbha the symptom of this Bhagavat Tattva has been written like this. Paripurna sarva shakti visishta bhagavan iti. Paripurna sarva shakti visishta bhagavan. Bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead, with his all kinds of potencies and full, then it is called Bhagavan. In Brahma, in Brahman, Narayan, in Ram, in all manifestations, all are called Bhagavan. But not Swayam Bhagavan. Swayam Bhagavan who? Not only Sarvashaktiman, but at that time he will be with full rush and all kinds of potency, all kinds of power in Krishna. Then he will call Bhagavan. As written?
The complete absolute truth endowed with all transcendental potencies is called Bhagavan.
Jagat srishti ho jane par, when this world was created. By whom? Whom it was created? Who created? Prakriti? Nature? Yes, but partly. She is matter. No independence, nothing she can do. And she is jar, no conscience, prakriti. But Maya has some, Maya is power of Krishna. Prakriti and Maya, so much a difference. And Maya, Mahamaya and Yogamaya. Yogamaya, Purnima Devi in Vaikuntha or whichever. And Mahamaya who creates this world. But even she cannot do without the wish of Krishna. Not wish of Krishna, Karana Abhishai Vishnu here. Only she can do. It seems that Brahma is creator of this world. Sometimes she has false ego like this. And the deity of Maya, embodiment of Maya, what? Maya Shakti, Maya ki pratishthatri Shakti. Maya Devi is Durga. She is called Durga. No? So, Durga creates this? No. Only by the wish of Karnabdhi Sai Vishnu and by the wish of Advaita Acharya Mahavishnu, she can create. When first world was created, then from the Navi,
navel
of Karnatma, Garbhodashai, a lotus came out. And there was a lotus flower, and the whole world was covered with water. And from that lotus, Brahma was created. Not soul of Brahma was created. What was created? Body. He has also body like us. But his body is not totally like us. Some difference. Then he used to think, what to do? Only water, 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 he think. Then at once, he was praying to God or anywhere, that who am I? Why has I been created? And he began to pray. At once there was a sound, tapa, tapa. And then he remembered Vedas, like, and he began to tap. Tap means what tapasya? Began to think and think and think. And automatically, not taking anything, not reminding world, no water, no anything, no sleep, nothing, always remembering. Who is the creator of this world? What should I do? Oh, please, merciful to me. Sprinkle your mercy to me. This is called Aradhana. And in tapas there is no object of that thing. And he has object. No? This is the difference. Gautam Buddha has no object of his trance. But all Vaishnava has trance like this. In trance they have some object. And he saw that. Oh, Narayan came in his, or Krishna came in his trance. And then he began to tell Chatushloki Bhagavata. Bhagavata was already at that time. Srimad Bhagavata is transcendental, Gita is transcendental. So, he saw Krishna there. And Krishna began to tell, oh, you wanted to know all these things? Aham eva asameva agre nanat jat kinchit satasat param. When this world is created, before this I was. Now I am existing everywhere myself. And when world will be destructed, I will remain. So my one of the name is Ananta and Shesh. I am still here. After he told four slokes. Rite artham jatpati eta na prati eta chatman. Purve takire. ज्ञानम में परमं गुह्यं यद् विज्ञान समन्वितं सारहस्यं तदंगश्च गृहाण गदितं मया. ज्ञानम तत्वज्ञान सारहस्यं च भक्ति विज्ञान प्रेमा भक्ति विशेष रूपेण प्रेमा भक्ति. I'm telling you, explaining you. Grihana Gaditam, I am telling you what is Tattva Gyan, he told him. And then he told Tattva Gyan, and then process of bhakti, bhakti. And the result of the bhakti is avithe prayojan, that is Braja Prem, Gopi Prem, Radha Prem, he told. He told and he heard, but not realized. Like anyone is so thirsty, I told, if you will take water, at once you should take it and your thirst will go away. You will get so much remedy. He told, I don't know water, what is water? Or you can go to river Yamuna, Ganges, and any well, anywhere, and with water you will be satisfied. But this knowledge will not satisfy him. His thirst will not be quenched. No? When a glass of water will be given to that person, and he will take and then, oh, yes, my thirst has gone. I am now okay. So Krishna is telling him and Brahma is hearing how I am, how is my process bhakti to have me, and what is prem by which I can be controlled. He told everything. That tattva he told. But he knew, like I am telling all these things to you, but no realization. In the same way, you are hearing all these things. Have you any realization of prema bhakti, process of bhakti, even shraddha? So in this way. Then Krishna saw and he told all. What rite artam jat pratiyeta na pratiyeta cha atmani tat vidyatmano jatha maya jatha bhasutras. Etavadeva jigyasu अन्वय व्यतिरेका जत सात अन्वय व्यतिरेका भाम जत सर्वतः स्यात्. आई डोंट रिमेंबर फुल आई हैव बट नाउ नो हियर. रीति अर्थम जत प्रतीयत. रीत मीन्स सत्य. सत्य माने ट्रांसडेंटल ट्रूथ. Who is he? Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar is himself, absolute truth. No? Krishna is telling to Brahma, where are his abode? Abode means in Vaikuntha, Golok, in Golok. Supreme dham where Krishna abodes is Vrindavan, Gokul, it is called also Vraja. Three are one. But not one, Pachinta Vedava, something also Gokul where Krishna takes birth, this pastime. Vrindavan, where Rasa and all these things. But supreme place is Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, on the bank, on the foot hills of Govardhan. That is Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. If Krishna, Govardhan is body, then his two eyes are Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. Mouth, Govardhan. His tail, Ushari. So supreme abode of Krishna is where? Radha Kund. Shyam Kund means Braja. Here, Krishna prem is so high. So this is also transcendental. Here, beginning from Vaikuntha and up to Radha Kunda, no illusory maya, no Durga. No need of this maya is there. There is Sarup Shakti, Ladini Shakti, in the shape of Srimati Radhika herself. Full of rush, open of ocean of rush. And where Krishna can play in this by the webs of this ocean. With lakhs and lakhs, innumerable embodiments of prem and love. What are they? They are gopis. He told everything. There is no maya. So there, if no maya, no chance to forget Krishna. Nothing that we can forget to serve Krishna. So anyone cannot fall down from there. Always remembering, always serving spontaneously. Because maya is situated on the back side of Krishna. What is back side? This perverted world. So no maya there. So no chance. That is why it has been told. Yadgatvana nivarte tatta dham parvandhan. So there is no rite artham. Here rite artham means supreme truth. Who is he? Krishna himself. So where is Krishna in his abode, that is in dham, there is no maya. Rite artham. And not in sarup of Krishna, out of that. Who's which best? Like tamaha and pratichabi. Reflection, like fact, we should think that Krishna is like, absolute like sun. Where there is sun, no darkness. So darkness is maya. So why he will be in transcendental world and where Krishna is there? Maya cannot be. So no cause of forgetting Krishna and his service. And that is why it has been jatha bhaso jatha tama vanchavi pratichavi. Pratichavi means reflection. What the reflection? Sun is there. No? In the sky. And there is water here in this world. Sun is reflecting in water. And this sun is moving here and there. While it is seen, reflects that sun is not actually sun. Perfect reflection. Maya is shaking, and it seems that sun is also shaking. It may be that some clouds can come in the sky and cover sun. Then it may be like some andhakar. But when prithvi, that is earth, where we are, is opposite to sun, so the places where in front of sun is seen from there. Now we can see sun from here, but India, it is too dark. Sun is not seen. No. So this darkness is Maya. And the pratichabi, that is that sun seen in there, not actually sun. So two are the, iske udaharan ke sthal hai, examples of Maya. So Maya cannot be in that low, never. But its origin, Yog Maya, Asarup Shakti, Antaranga Shakti, Hladini Shakti, Sandini and Sambhi, they are there. Only their reflection in this world, creating this world, this material world, always changing and always full of suffering. They have no suffering, nothing, not forgetting Krishna. So he is telling, Anvayatatirika bhang sarving Gurudev. Krishna sometimes sends some his associates, and sometimes he comes himself or manifests himself to help all conditioned souls. Here we should serve Gurudev. If you are lucky to have a pure Gurudev bona fide, then knowing from him Anvay and Tatiri, what we should do and what we should not do, what is helpful, what is not helpful. So knowing all these things, we should try to follow this. Don't disremember Krishna. Always remember Krishna. Like those Vidhi Nishet, and you should follow all these things. Then we will know who is Swayam Bhagavan, Brajanandan Shyam Sundar. Then we can have some difference between Jagannath Dev, Baladev Subhadra, to Krishna, or Ram, who is Krishna himself. But something difference in Rasa Tattva, Siddhanta Tattva Abhede Api, Sri Krishna Sarupayo, Rasena Utkrishyate Krishna, Rupamesha Rasasthiti. So we should know all these things. Then the Brahma could not realize what is the Ras, what is Maya, what is Hladini Shakti, Sarup Shakti, he could not. And how before creation he was there, how now he is here, and how when world will be demolished, how will be? Then Krishna, oh, Grihana Gatitam Maya, oh, what? I am getting all this knowledge, manifest. And he did like so, and wanted by his glance. And at once he realized, oh, how it was. Everything he knew at once, and realized. And then quickly Krishna disappeared. So we should try to know all these things. A guru is giving knowledge, but a disciple cannot realize. But what is process giving, doing, and at last the guru will tell, oh, I'm giving you. Then quickly we will realize, otherwise no. So bhakti, and especially raganuga bhakti, depends on the mercy of Krishna and his associates. If anyone doing process, it is also the mercy of Krishna. He is giving so much light. Anyone went to any place and he gave you rasagulla and puri, kachori, all these things he offered to Krishna and gave, and you began to take. And if you cannot take, then oh, he will give you fire, yes, chawal, dal, roti, atta, puri, yes sir. And you should cook and then offer and then sit. But both are the, it will be both by the mercy of devotees, especially devotee. If Krishna will give something, it will be not fullest. It may be full, but not so much for persons. Extremely. Absolutely. There should be some lacking. That is why he could not realize the Radha Preman so much. He realized something. But if Radha was there, Srimati Radhika, or totally not, he has to create world and to be always busy in this. Kitna ho gaya? Shade ho gaya? Achcha. Oh, very janma. Again? Come on. Yeah. इसको माइक दीजिए तो स्टूडेंट दोनों गुरु प्रणाम सूत्र अज्ञान तिमरानंद यू नो यू रिमेम्बर यू नो ओम विष्णु पादाय अच्छा तो यू शुड डू एंड देन आई वांट टू हियर फ्रॉम यू तुलसी बिंदा फर्स्ट डू नमो विष्णु पादाय